Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Delire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, all. Welcome to episode 69. Today, I want to talk about the way in which we treat others. So how we treat others is often a reflection of how we feel on the inside or what we're holding on the inside. You know, being mindful of how you treat other people can totally determine what kind of heart space you are opening up to others. You know, I'm not talking about your friends and family per se, but of course they should always be treated with love and care. I'm talking about all people. Any human being that you come into contact with on a daily basis, even the most grouchy of people, even the ugly, the sick, the hopeless, who seem to affect you in a negative way. How do we treat other people? The act of mistreating often creates a cycle of dehumanization. As humans, we carry a very powerful darkness within us. We all have light. We all have dark. It's a matter of which we choose to feed or feed on. It is part of the human condition, darkness. And when triggered, it feels so natural that we do not even realize we are allowing it to enter into our being. When we treat others poorly, we are dehumanizing that person in our brains. And if you mistreat that person enough, you will eventually lose empathy and love for that person and for yourself. It's a vicious cycle that can be seen throughout history, resulting in billions of deaths. So to prevent history from repeating itself, we have a duty to stay mindful of how we treat other people and that we remain seeing them as human. Being mean-spirited can open up a darkness. Again, this darkness that we all carry within us. That darkness is like a row of transformers. When one goes off, they are all soon to follow. It's a chain reaction that continues throughout the day and carries from person to person for a great and unimaginable distance. When we're mindlessly targeting individuals or an individual, even in quote-unquote good fun, we open our heart space up to dark forces and lose control of our destinies. Worse, when we lose the capacity to give and receive the love in the world that is so desperately needed, where do we land? Hate. Hate is a seed that will fester inside and grow if given the right set of circumstances. We like to blame our negative emotions on outside forces. Consider the coworker who's not good at her job. Her coworkers may sound something like this when she's not around. Well, if she wasn't so bad at her job, we wouldn't be saying anything bad about her. But that's not true, is it? The seed is already there within us. We are the host. We nourish it with the negative emotions allowed to reach that seed. And the larger it grows, the harder it is to contain. So being mindful of your negative thoughts and not allowing them to transcend is how we hold on to love. We must be mindful of our thoughts and mindful of the actions we produce as a result. We all have negative thinking. It's what we do with it that determines what comes next. So consider instead the above scenario, right? Instead of talking about your coworker who's bad at her job, talk to her. It's hard to hate people close up. Be honest and patient. Show her how to do better, even if you have to do it 100 or 1,000 times. Even if she never gets better. Even if she is a bad person herself who talks a lot about you to everyone else all the time. Why? Because you are a good person. Because how you treat others is a reflection of what you are allowing to grow inside of you. Who you are on the inside is exactly the energy you will attract on the outside. If you are spreading seeds of hate, disrespect, non-loving thoughts onto others, you will attract the same. Think about that. Like attracts like. If you are a good person on the inside, be a good person to others. So the choice is yours. You get to be a loving force in this world, or you can continue to spread poison that dehumanizes, hurts, and creates suffering where there should be love and where there could be love. We are in a time where we need to see people as human, and we need to treat them with love and respect. What's your choice? Spread fear and hate, or spread love and kindness? Thank you for listening. You can also reach out to me at HeidiDallaire.com or LoveWideOpen.com. I would love to hear from you. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.